Need a quick energy boost? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And we can all use some tips on renewing our energy every single day.
Yeah.
Don't you think? All right. Also, we're going to talk about these tips coming up in this episode. But first, head on over to Momstown 365 and sign up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. We want to get to know you. And we also want you to know what's happening in town and what's happening around our community.
That's right. So welcome to Momstown. Okay, this one is like a 20-minute energy renewal segment.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's boost it up, baby. Yeah.
So sometimes I find myself not breathing, and then I take a big inhale. Well, do you ever do that when you're concentrating on something?
Yes. For me, it's not breathing. It is my shoulders. I carry stress in my shoulders, so my shoulders are like up.
Bricks.
My shoulders are up by my ears. And then I have to think every once in a while, even when I'm driving, I have to just like, relax. Yeah. And just consciously drop your shoulders, Heather.
Yeah, I'm the shallow breather. Yeah. Like I'll like hold my breath. And my daughter, Portia, has done this ever since she was a little kid. She would be laying next to me and like hold her breath. And I would just tap her arm, and she'd exhale.
Mm-hmm. And everyone carries stress differently.
Yes.
We all kind of know how we carry our stress. You, shallow breathing. Me, shoulders in my ears.
Shoulders in my ears. So there are many ways to dissipate accumulated negative energy because it becomes a habit.
Well, you know what is a habit? How you know it's a habit is like, for me, because I get those knots in my shoulders.
Ouch.
So I know I've created this habit of carrying the stress in my shoulders. Oh, I could use a massage.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say, we need to get a massage. Okay, so I think having a journal is a great idea. Because when you use a pencil, not a typewriter, a pencil and paper, and especially if you feel stress and in conflict with someone, or you're worried or have anxiety, just writing that. I have anxiety around money. I have anxiety around this. I'm feeling stressed about that. That does take some energy and gets it out of your body.
Yeah, for sure. They call them keyboards today.
But it's not the same process.
I know.
For the body with the hand.
Well, and even the typewriter was a little bit different because it was more, like a typewriter was,
really
had to work at it.
Yeah.
Like even the kids on these little keyboards on their phones, their little thumbs can fly around and create sentences.
I don't even know how they do it. And I'm like, tink, 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 tink.
But there is something that flows through the hand to the pen or pencil to paper.
Yes.
I know there's got to be some scientific study out there about it. I'm sure we've read it in some women's magazine somewhere.
Well, and I keep saying the morning pages with Julia Cameron.
Yeah,
that's a lot of
fabulous.
Her process is getting it out of yourself. And she even says, let the energy come down your arm, out your hand to the pencil, to the paper, and let it go.
Yes.
Let it go.
And let it go. And then some people even say, I think it works too, is, and I have done this in the past. I don't know why I don't do it anymore, but you write everything down. The stuff that's bugging you, it's just like you just dump it all onto the paper, right?
Yep.
Mind dump, they call it. And then you fold up the paper and you just keep folding it up and then you throw it away.
Yes. Toss it in the trash.
Yep.
It's an exercise.
It's an exercise. But you fold it up very, purposefully, and then you throw it away.
Nice. Okay. Well, we both have journals, so that'll be easy for me to start.
You're going to be ripping the pages out.
Dang it.
Fold, trash,
crumple, teeny tiny.
Boy, do I feel good.
I feel so much better.
So feel so energized. I like this tip also about going on an angry walk and a gratitude walk.
Right.
All at the same time.
So in the moment, someone can make us upset, or we get upset about something in our lives, an unexpected bill, a disappointment, not getting a deal that you were hoping to get if you're in sales, some of those things, right? Or someone says something snarky, whatever it might be. move your body. Go in your yard, go walk down the street, mumbling under your breath until you're done mumbling. You know what I mean? It's like you can only...
One way.
You cannot turn around and come back until you've exhausted...
You've gotten it all out of your system.
You've gotten it out of your system and you're exhausted. It's kind of like a good cry.
Yeah. And then on the U-turn back...
You start gratitude. To see the flowers. Yeah. You start to feel better. You got it out of your system.
Well, and I do like this tip because I think when you get upset, to go for a walk or to do something that moves your body, it gets the energy flowing outward mm-hmm. instead of internalizing it.
Because if we don't move our body, mm-hmm. then the energy is stuck inside, ricocheting.
All over my shoulders.
Yes.
All in your lungs.
Oh, geez.
Well, think about your shallow breathing.
Yeah, true. So go for an angry walk.
Instead of going
one way. Yeah, exactly.
And then me with my shoulders and my ears.
Yep, but you can't turn around till the gratitude begins. And okay, so we did that one. I know this sounds silly, but it's another way, one, to help your nervous system, your lymphatic system, and your energy is to bounce on a little mini trampoline. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run on it. Just bounce up and down, and it moves the energy.
And honestly, how mad can you be if you're bouncing on a trampoline?
You get over things pretty quickly.
Right.
And, you know, there's this song, that video that I see, because it's somebody's intro, outro on their YouTube. And it's a guy, he's punching like he's a boxer.
Uh-huh.
I think I would love to take a couple boxing classes.
I've taken boxing and kickboxing. It is very... liberating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so even yoga, like mm-hmm. it's hard to be angry when you're breathing and you're focusing and you know what I mean? Like you kind of just let things go into the universe.
Another thing about yoga, if you do yoga, you recognize this, you can walk in a tightened, uptight state.
Mm-hmm.
And after an hour you walk out and you're like, okay, that problem's not gone, but I feel I can manage it better.
Yeah.
That's what breathing does for us.
Those five deep breaths.
Yes.
And the victory pose that we talked about before.
Yeah, I think it's really important to just listen to your body, see where the stuck energy is, and when in doubt or struggle or challenge,
move your body.
Move your body. Get absolutely. It out of your body. Move Run your... away from it.
Just
sprint down the road. So I'm out of here.
Leave it behind. Send it out to the universe. All right. You've been listening to Momstown 365. Go out, be bold, be creative, and be sure to sign up for our newsletter at momstown.com. Time and time goes by, spend, but if I had to choose.